Jamie, it is Monday, and it's our time to speak with our friend Nolan Finley, editorial page editor for the Detroit News, on a great Monday morning after the holiday. Nolan, good morning.
Good morning, Lloyd.
So you believe that this immunity ruling from the Supreme Court went maybe a little too far?
It goes a little too far. I think it was a necessary ruling. I think the issue had to be addressed, particularly since we've moved into this era when political parties are now going to use the courts as part of the political process. But I think in terms of the absolute immunity it gave the gives the president in dealing with the constitutional and official duties, it leaves open too many things he can get away with now. I'm not among the hysterics who think it makes him a king or a dictator. Mm-hmm. He can order someone to be assassinated. He clearly doesn't do that. That's just sort of distortions aimed to cast aspersions both on the court and for political gain, which I think is a despicable practice. But I think they could have tightened the ruling or clarified the ruling a little. If you're going to do something this sweeping, you want people to be absolutely clear of its impact.
Can it let a president get away with obstruction of justice?
And that's our problem. Yeah, I mean, this idea that anything he does with his attorney general or top, top people within his office, you can't touch, and that opens the door for obstruction of justice. But I think it's worth noting that many of the things that Donald Trump is charged with would still be prosecutable under this ruling.
Sentencing of the hush money trial, though, has been postponed in light of this.
Yeah, and that was a judge's decision. And of course, that was a pretty suspect case to begin with. And it was what I'm talking about. I mean, Democrats were determined to be able to call Donald Trump a convicted criminal. And so, they cooked up this hush money stuff in New York, very questionable prosecution and something nobody else had been prosecuted on. And, that was the intent, I think, of the court's ruling, is to protect presidents from this sort of badgering, harassment for political reasons in the court system.
Maybe a surprise. Oh, sorry. I was just going
to
switch gears.
We have separation of powers, and you have to respect that.
Okay, now switching gears. Maybe an interesting headline for you. Hooray for the MEA.
Well, yeah. I mean, who would have thought?
But, right.
The legislature tried to bring back these disastrous film credits, and it was the MEA who blocked them, and primarily because they didn't want that money going to Hollywood. They want it going to the MEA. And so they did a useful service here.
You clearly don't believe film credits bring any kind of benefit to the state?
Not worth the cost. I mean, we've been through this and got rid of them for that reason. They just pit people. They pit states against each other. You can never get ahead of it. Louisiana gives 30% credit, and then we have to give 35, and then Utah gives 40, and then somebody gets, they just played states off each other and jumped all over the place, making films first in this state and then in that state, depending on who was offering the biggest rebate. And you never establish a permanent industry or build a base that way. It's just it was wrong-headed, and it was a good move when the Snyder administration got rid of them, but everybody's still enamored. Oh gosh, maybe we'll see a movie star walking down the streets of Detroit. Well, that's not a way to build an economy.
Nolan, if anybody has ever seen the movie Men in Black, and they have that device that they use to erase your thoughts or erase your brain so you won't remember what you just saw. After watching that the interview with George Stephanopoulos on Friday, did it make you forget what you saw on the 27th during that debate?
No, I don't think he did himself any favor. I mean, it's still clear that he struggles, and if he's struggling today, it's hard to imagine. I mean, we all know about the aging process, unfortunately. What's he going to be like a year from now? And I think, you know, this is a losing fight in terms of for Biden, in terms of convincing the public that he's fit and as a fiddle. I mean, he isn't. And, you know, they keep conceding points here that, oh, he can only work so many hours a day and only from this time to that time. This is just become absurd. I mean, Joe Biden cannot do this job for 4 years, and clinging to it like this is selfish and self-serving.
Well, speaking of self-serving, listen to this bite from Friday's interview with George Stephanopoulos.
And if you stay in and Trump is elected and everything you're warning about comes to pass, how will you feel in January?
I feel as long as I gave it my all and I did the goodest job as I know I can do. That's what this is about.
Is it what that this is about?
Of course not. It's not supposed to be about one individual. It's supposed to be about the good of the country.
Right.
And, you know, I don't think that's what Joe Biden is thinking about at all. That interview was just ridiculous in terms of only I can do this and only I can do that. I mean, of course that's not true. There are a lot of capable people in this country, members of both parties. And, you know, Democrats are pushing this narrative that, oh, you've had such a hugely successful presidency. Well, if that were true, why does he have, you know, a 30, 35% approval rating or whatever it is, 35, 40, extraordinarily low approval rating? And that was the case even before the debate. Even before the debate, he was struggling in matchups with both nationwide and in battleground states with Donald Trump, and his approval rating was among the worst in history. If a successful presidency doesn't usually generate those sort of results and response, I mean, we've had crushing inflation. We've got interest rates to the point where young people can't buy houses, older people can't buy houses. We had a disaster in Afghanistan, China on the rage. And yet he says, look at my accomplishments. Well, I think people are looking at what you've done. And that was the problem to begin with. This is not all about Joe Biden being, you know, older and affirmed.
Well,
this is about his performance.
And finally, Nolan, you know, elections have consequences. And when you think about his election and him staying on the ticket and how it could damage possibly, you know, the other Democrats on the ticket down, you know, down the line and stuff. And when you have possible Supreme Court people that you can put on court, you know, next term, and, you know, trying to make sure that you keep the Senate and maybe gain more seats and take control of the House, it could be a problem.
Well, that's why Democrats are in Congress and governor's offices are so worried and starting to squawk and starting to try to push him out. They don't quite know how to do it. I mean, they had to know a year ago that this was coming.
Right.
And they didn't. They did nothing. And now they're right up here on the end saying, oh, we'll have chaos. We'll have a mess. Well, you know,
yeah.
A year ago, had they not covered up what they were seeing.
That's right.
They wouldn't be in this position today.
And if the debate didn't happen when it did, would still be going on business as usual.
Yeah, they'd still be hiding.
And he'd still be struggling to beat or to stay ahead of Donald Trump. It was the outcome of the election would still be very much in doubt.
Nolan Finley, editorial page editor for the Detroit News. Always a joy speaking with you, my friend, on Monday.